أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن كثيرا من الأحبار والرهبان ليأكلون أموال الناس بالباطل ويصدون عن سبيل الله والذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقونها في سبيل الله فبشرهم بعذاب أليم يوم يحمى عليها في نار جهنم فتكوى بها جباههم وجنوبهم وظهورهم هذا ما كنستم لأنفسكم فذوقوا ما كنتم تكنزون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 34 and 35 of Surah At-Tawbah. In the previous verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the belief, the fallacious belief of the Yahud and the Nasara. And now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the rabbis, the priests, the monks, the learned scholars. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the ills with regards to them. Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O those who believe, inna kathiran min al-ahbari wal-ruhban, certainly many or most of the scholars and the monks, la ya'kuluna amwal an-nasi bil-batil, they certainly eat the wealth of people falsely. And secondly, وَيَصُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and they stop others from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One very amazing thing that the commentators speak about this ayah is in the previous verse Allah ta'ala just said, اتَّخَذُوا أَحْبَارَهُمْ وَرُهْبَانَهُمْ, they have taken their scholars and they have taken their monks to be little gods. But here when Allah ta'ala speaks about the ills of the priests, the scholars from amongst the Yahud and the Nasara and the monks, Allah Ta'ala addresses the believers. And this is the very important aspect, that we need to be also guarded and to see where we take our knowledge, from who we take our knowledge, how we take our knowledge. Allah Ta'ala says that many of these priests, many of these scholars, many of these monks, they would eat the wealth of people falsely. And this was with regards to number one, that when people will take some decree from them, people will require in our terms of our Shariat a fatwa. These people will give it against the commandments of Allah, against the kitab of Allah, against the words of the Nabi, and hence it will be completely contrary to the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they will take in lieu of that some amounts of money. And hence Allah Ta'ala says that is taken falsely. Then Allah says, وَيَصُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and they stop others from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more especially with regards to the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat in the past and in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regards to distorting the descriptions that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in both the Torah and the Injil. Allah Ta'ala had given a perfect description of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you read those descriptions in the kitabs of the past, then one would just see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and know that this is the Nabi of Allah. They distorted that description and hence they stopped people from accepting the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now Allah Ta'ala speaks about others together with this, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةِ, and certainly those who hoarded or they treasured gold and silver, وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and they did not spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, then give them the tidings of a painful punishment. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala uses the word to hoard, Allah uses the word to treasure. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that wealth on which zakat is given is not regarded as hoarded or treasured wealth. So from here it becomes clear, Allah Ta'ala is speaking with regards to zakat. that those whom Allah Ta'ala had given. Now although here the ayah expresses gold and silver, but the important aspect is anything that is zakatable, whether it is in the form of currency, whether it is in the form of gold, silver and everything else. Hence, whoever does not give zakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the glad tidings or the tidings of a very painful punishment. And then Allah ta'ala explains this painful punishment, and in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has elucidated and expanded with regards to this. Allah says, يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ, that on that day when the wealth that they have will be burnt in the fire of Jahannam, heated in the fire of Jahannam. فَتُقْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَظُهُورُهُمْ, and then their foreheads and their sides and their backs will be branded with whatever they had possessed. All of that will be taken, and they didn't pay the zakat obviously, all of that will be taken into the fire of Jahannam. It will be heated, and then it will be brought to their foreheads, and their foreheads will be branded, their sides will be branded, their backs will be branded. One important aspect in the part of a very lengthy hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given the impression that this is not the adab of the fire of Jahannam, this will be the adab on the day of Qiyamah, and this ayah also points out to that, يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا, that all of this will happen on the day of Qiyamah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make our hifadat. The important aspect is when Allah has given wealth, fulfill the haqq of that wealth, pay the zakah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded us to pay. Then it will be said to them, هَذَا كَنَزْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ, that this has been what you had hoarded for yourself. Allah had given you, but you kept all of this away. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقُّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ, in the wealth that Allah has given us, there is a haqq for those who are in need. Whether they ask, whether they are deprived, we give them the haqq insofar as the zakat and other obligations are concerned. فَذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْنِزُونَ, now taste because of what you had hoarded, because of what you had treasured. Ulama have stated why these three parts of the body particularly are mentioned, the forehead, the side and also the back, is because when people come to ask us, sometimes out of our arrogance, and Allah Ta'ala save us, we begin to frown at that person with our foreheads. And then we begin to turn away from that person, and then we turn away with our sides, and we show them our backs. Now sometimes it is in the literal sense, sometimes it is in the figurative sense, that we turn away from people that are in need. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us. The essence of the verse is this, that we should see who we take our ilm from, who we take our knowledge from, and secondly, whatever Allah ta'ala has given, from that we pay the dues, whether it is zakah, whether it is fitrah, qurbani, whatever it may be. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.